This is awesome. You know what? I've had a sermon plan for a month, but I changed it yesterday. Yeah, we were in Bible study yesterday, and we were talking about something. I got to look into that a little bit. And we were talking about fear, and I really looked into that. You know, in the Bible, it's in there almost 365 times.
Wow.
That's a lot. So there must be something to that. And I started thinking how many different kinds of fear there are. And I think most Christians have a problem with a Christian's life because of certain fears. I really think that the fear of failing is probably the biggest one. I know most people won't go do something because they're afraid they're going to fail. Then I start thinking about what if the world, and you took that and looked at the world. Well, here's what happens in the world. What if I said I got 30% on a test? Would I fail? Well, it depends what we're talking about. Because if I got 30% and I was a professional baseball player, I got 3 hits out of 10, struck out 7 times, I'm going to be a Hall of Famer. Matter of fact, I'm going to be a millionaire, maybe a billionaire. Matter of fact, this guy named Mike Trout just got paid $420 or $440 million for failing. So every time we go out and we fail and we talk to somebody and we don't get anywhere, who are we kidding? And you know, the people don't get the baseball analogy and other kinds. Now, what about Bill Gates and Steve Jobs? I don't know if anybody knows that, Apple and those guys. Do you think they never failed? But let me tell you, they failed probably thousands and thousands and thousands and just still failing. But did they quit? See, the whole key is this, you can't never quit.
Amen.
And you got to fight this fear. This fear is terrible because if you don't believe it, everybody gets it. I'm not afraid of much, but there's certain people I just don't feel good talking to.
No.
I mean, they might jump in my, and sometimes it's not they might jump in my shorts. I might not have the right answer. And then I go back to my old ways and like, well, you can't do nothing to me. But that's not right either. You know what I'm saying? So you know, we got this big thing in life that we quit and we don't go through things because of all that. And the reality is, you know, I was just, like I said, in the Bible study, I was thinking fear. And then the other Bible study, we were talking about love. That really got me. Because that's the most overused word in the world.
Yeah.
I love this song. I love that car. I love this. I like that. Yeah, you love everything. Let me tell you, you're a fool. Let me tell you something about right now. There's a part of love, especially people who have kids in here, grandparents, the hurting part of love. Something goes wrong, man, you hurt bad. It's not this big utopia. We got to wait for heaven for utopia. It ain't happening on earth. People don't get that. It's never going to happen unless we get to heaven. And that word was another thing we were talking about in Bible study. And I was like, I didn't know if I could win across right, but I didn't mean it bad. But I was like, guys, there's a lot more to love than that. It's a very, very hard thing to do when Jesus says to love. You know, what kind of love? The word, I don't know. You know, I wrote myself a bunch of notes up here, and you know what the teacher, I realized what my teachers went through. I can't read them. Hey, you want me to lie? That's bad, man. But you know what? But that's all right. I don't care. You know, we're here to do one thing in this church, save souls.
Amen.
We forget about a lot of the other things. We get around. We get to so good at being intellectual sometimes. We forget. We got to get some people up here.
Amen.
We got to save some souls. People are dying everywhere in this world. And here's the deal. Jesus Christ is everywhere. You go to Russia. There's actually paintings of Jesus Christ in the Kremlin. People don't realize that. He's everywhere. You can't get rid of him. He's here. Everybody's thinking that we're such a small thing. We're not. We're everywhere. What else you know that's everywhere? I mean, seriously, everywhere. Christ is big, man. And the problem is we got to buy back into this thing, man. We got to do out and do the things that we do without being afraid.
Amen.
You know, but here's the problem is I think if you realize that there is something you should be afraid of, he says in the Bible, you should fear God. Because if you don't do these things, you only got 2 choices. You don't have any choice, but you're going to heaven, or you're going to hell. And hell is not good. I mean, it's not good. I'm a chicken. I'll tell you right now, I don't want to go there. I don't know. But here's the deal. We can't change our past, guys. Our past is our past. But we can change our destiny.
Amen.
That's what we can really chase. And the only way we can change our destiny is through Christ.
Amen.
Because that's the only way we can leave this earth dead than alive. I mean, some people will pick me apart if I say alive, but, you know, first you got to die and get alive. You're not escaping this place. So, you know, through Christ, you know, what you got to do? People always forget about what you got to do, what you got to do. I think most people don't get saved because they sit out there in the aisle.
Yeah.
And they're kind of afraid to come up.
Yeah.
They're kind of embarrassed to come up.
Mm-hmm.
What are you afraid of? There's nobody here going to hurt anybody. You need to walk forward and stand with God. Because you need to be afraid of God, because if you don't do that, it ain't going to be good where you go. And I'm telling you right now that I know that our fears are the biggest things we overcome in every single thing we do in life. You know, but Christ can change that. You know, he can do that. All you have to do is you got to repent of your sins.
Amen.
That means quit sinning or trying to sin. I mean, you know, some people are so far lost, they figure, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. You know, because the world, sin can be pleasurable.
It is.
Let's get real.
It is.
But it's only for a while. It's a short while.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're in that hangover. Like, man, why'd I do that? You know, you gotta, only the Lord can take that away. He's the only one with the power to do this. You got to surrender. Now, this is the hard part for a guy like me, surrendering to anything. Man, surrendering to God, surrendering to anything. It's hard. It's not in my make. But I've had to surrender. I didn't come back to church for a long time because I figured, I'm going to get it right. I'm not going back because I got to. You know what I'm trying to tell you? I'm too tough for it. I'm straight and everything's perfect. Then I'm going to go back. I'm not going to go back because I need to go back. Oh, I'm not going to go back because somebody's sick. I'm not going to go back because things aren't right because I'm too tough for that.
Okay.
I fought that a long time.
Okay.
I mean, a really long time. But you know what? You're going to have to surrender.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and my problem, I think some of my coaching through the years was a little bit tough. You know, because part of it, that's why I'm that way. To me, winning wasn't the only thing. It wasn't everything. It was the only thing. But this really applies to Christ. You know what? It ain't the only thing. It's everything. It's the only way you can get through is with Christ, man.
Amen.
And so you're going to have to get this done, and you're going to have to surrender your life to Christ, and you're going to have to come up here and stand in front of everybody and confess. It says in the Bible, with your mouth. That's a big problem for most people. They don't want to talk. I promise that it won't hurt them. But they don't want to do it. It's embarrassing. Yeah, you know. Some people like me don't care. Because honestly, it's just different kind of stuff. But some people, it's scary, guys. We got to help the scary people.
Amen.
To realize that it's not scary. That we can come up here and confess our sins. We can repent. We can be baptized. Wow, for the remission of sins. Man, you have any idea how big that pool had to be for me? That pool ain't big enough. Man, you ain't got enough Olympic pools for that. I'm telling you right now, guys, let me tell you, fill them up and keep filling them. Matter of fact, we may need to go to the ocean. But you know what? Thank God that can be received. Because you know what, man? It's not a good place to be in. For 25 years, I grew up in churches. I grew up as a young man in the Church of Christ, doing very well. I've preached before. It didn't bother me. I don't care. But you know what? I got away. I got the worldly things going for me, sin things. And you know what? And I started thinking, oh, man, that just tore me up. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something, guys. You can have a lot of worldly things and still get your life right. God don't want you to be poor. If you are, so what? But what I'm telling you is get your priorities right. Get God first, and then get your family.
Okay.
And then go play or do whatever the heck you're going to do. That's what so many people don't go to church. I got to give up my jet skiing. I got to give up this. No, you got to just reprioritize your life. You just have to get it done. And then that keeps so many people away. Because you're cutting into their fun. They ask you what you're doing this weekend. You're thinking, well, I'm going over here and I'm going over there. You know, no, you should be going to church. That's the first thing. And after that, figure out the rest.
Amen.
Been there the other way. Trust me. Man, I ran kids sports day and night, night and day. And you know what? I did feel guilty on Sundays when they played. I always did. I always did. Matter of fact, I even took some of the kids out of a Sunday league. I don't know why, but I did. I mean, I always had that back in my background. It's just, you know, I got to go. That's not right. So we went out, and we followed these dreams, and you can go a long ways with them. You can go college or pros, and then one throw, one pitch, you're done. You know, the whole part is you could have died in between then and went to hell. That's the scary part. I got my grandkids and my kids, and I didn't bring them up in the church. I brought my kids up in the church. I did do that. My grandkids didn't even bring them to church, and I feel very guilty about that. And in the middle of your life, you're going to have more money, you people that get in there. There's going to be a time about 40. Things are going really good. I don't know why. It just seems like everybody I know, that's when they got money and they get stupid. You know, because when you're young, you got kids and you have no money. And you don't even know what, you don't even know what money looks like. I mean, you're like, what is that? I don't know. You know, you think that, no, we all went through that. It's just part of getting older. And so you just got to stick with it, but don't ever lose your steadfast faith. Because you know what? Think of your kids. Think of your grandkids. I think of these gangs. I worked with them a lot. I got stories, boy. You have no idea. God, I know I'm here for a reason. I'll guarantee you because I ain't dead because I walked in the streets with the gunfights. I went down the streets with the gunfights. I had a pass, though. The older brothers that were Crips and Bloods where we lived, their little brothers played for me. They're all 13. That's really the worst age. People don't get it because they want to be. I had a team with black kids, Mexican kids, and White Hells Angels. You deal with that. No, I'm telling you right. I got a call and they go, Dan, we need you to help. I go, why? We got some, our coaches over here smoking weed with the kids. This is all. I'm like, what? I went out there. First play, there was a few switch plays. One kid had a gun on him. They lived where we lived. One night, an umpire was shot. I went in the streets, and I could go anywhere. And what's funny is, do you think the gang members' older brothers really want their brothers in there, their little brothers? They don't. I wouldn't have got a pass. I was over there. They're messing with me. That's my little brother's coach. Leave him alone. They don't want them doing that stuff. I mean, come on, man. They may be in too deep already. But you know, these kids, I had kids who were so bad, we took them to batting cages. And I had to take them. I saw one parent. A whole year, the Hell's Angels parents. First thing he told me, he gets out of line, beat his butt. And they didn't say exact words, but that's what he said. They were the most disciplined kids on the team. I don't even know if the other kids had parents. We had an all-star team. I had to drive them all. Nobody showed up. Not one. Not one. These kids, like I said, we took them to the cages. They come out of the cages, and they had about 4 or 5 gloves. I go, where'd you guys get this? We didn't bring any gloves. Oh, we got them. They're ours. No, no, no. So I turned around. They couldn't believe that. That was like why we got away with it. It had to make them take it back. They couldn't grasp it. Honestly, they had no conscience. They didn't know no better. Two of the kids, one of them turned out to be a preacher, and the other one, I don't know, he's probably in jail, but they lived in an ice cream truck. But here's what's funny. These kids all end up getting along. Matter of fact, we went from losing by 30 runs to winning most every game. Because you know what? I'd stand by them, right, wrong, and stick up for them because I knew they had some problems. Half of them lived at my house during the week. I had a basketball court. You think this midnight basketball something new that you guys, you guys don't have a clue. I did it with my kids because I knew where they're at that way. So we're going to play over there. And back then I was in real good shape. I could beat them all anyway. It's kind of fun. But I mean, it was so bad at practice. One day I knew it all worked. One of the gang members came in and we practiced in a bad area. Started as garbage with a gun. 11 kids came up there with ball bats to get him. Get out of here. We're playing baseball. I'm like, whoa, what just he could have shot him. He left. It was all good. I mean, it was so bad I had to coach with a gun on. People don't realize how bad it can be in bad areas. I mean, you know, so sometimes when they say you're alive by the grace of God, you have no idea. And most of you people under 25, whether you're bad kids or good, you're going to do stupid stuff. I was one of them. I was a speed demon. I could want to go 100,000 miles an hour. Had a jump off cliffs, broke my neck and collarbone. Well, Evel Knievel was the man. So you know what? You do stupid things, and thank God, God takes care of you. Yeah. I mean, and don't ever give up on these young kids, because they are the future of this world. And I sometimes get scared, because, but you know what? In a different way, a very different way, they're smarter than I am. In a different way. I have more common sense because of School of Hard Knocks. I went through every one of them. You know, so basically, we have to get out there. We have to get these people together. We have to stand up. Why are we not going out? Why are we afraid? Why? I'll tell you what. Any of you afraid to go talk to them, bring me with you. I'll go with you. I don't care. I'll go with you. What do you do? Beat me up? It won't be the first time I've been beat up. I've had horses. I owned horse ranches. You ain't never been beat till you've been beat by a horse. Kick, bit, stomp, ball-headed bit, thrown in the ground. You have no idea. And they had them for 25 years. And then in breeding season, they get a little bit tough. And I'll tell you what, I've been hurt bad. Can't walk too good. But you know what? So what's the one person going to do to you? You know, Jesus had to walk. Some disciples walked and walked. And walked. Maybe had a donkey every once in a while. How'd they get there? I don't think any of us could live in that day. Because somebody loses their electricity and they're going crazy. They didn't have electricity. They didn't have water. They didn't have anything. Think about how hard it was, and we complain, oh, it's harder nowadays. No. It's never going to happen. Never going to be harder. It's easier. You just don't want to do it. Why don't you just, you know, why don't people quit lying? You know, I don't want to go over there. I'm tired. I want to watch this TV show. Let's get real. I've done it. I mean, there's times I don't want to get out of that bed. Like, oh, it's painful, and I don't care. I'm not in pain right now. But you know what? Somebody's got to do it. And we have to grow. And I'm weird, because I always was, as a kid, to see things happening. I don't know. People think I'm crazy. I see this church growing. I see it getting big. It's just going to take one here, one there, one here, one there. Because if you think it's going to blink overnight, that's kind of not the way it worked. And here's another thing. How good are you? Are you better than Jesus Christ? You know how many people he preached to and didn't come to him? Actually, they killed him. How good are we? Christ did not bring, he could have went, boom, everybody's in. No. He kept going and going and going through the ridicule, through the beatings, through all the apostles went through all this stuff. And we're not talking to nobody. And I don't know why. You know what? And I just think, you know, like I said, we need to get up here. We need to confess our sins. We need to repent. And that don't mean once you've been saved, you don't need to get up and repent. Sometimes you need it more. Sometimes you need it more after you're saved. Because sometimes you're going to need help. I know I do. I thank God for Carol, because my wife, we've been married for about 43 years now. And to me, that's an accomplishment. And you know why? We don't quit.
Yeah.
I ain't no room for quitters.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't go to bed mad at each other. I'm not telling you we don't get mad at each other, because I'm miserable. I'm not the nicest person in the world, but I ask for forgiveness from her. No, from her and God. Sometimes my office seems like that's all I do, but at least it keeps me busy. So you know what? If anybody tonight has to come up, you need to repent. You need to be baptized. You need to confess. Now's the time, guys. Every time I come in here, I'm just waiting for people to run up and flock up and get this thing done. What are we waiting for? Tell me we don't got people we can't get in here. Man, we're on the only team. The only team. Not only the best team, we're on the only team. The only one that give you eternal life. So, guys, let's take it out with a song. After anything you want to come up, get done, want to be saved, come forward.